members of states and conservatives calling for something known as a CONCON, or more properly, an Article 5 Constitutional Convention. I'm Ben Swan with your Truth in Media Moment, sponsored in part by BenSwan.com. Radio and TV hosts such as Mark Levin and Sean Hannity have been talking about this for some time. An Article 5 Constitutional Convention, which can be used to create new amendments to the U.S. Constitution. New amendments that could be used to force Washington to balance the U.S. budget and would require response to the people. But Article 5 CONCON really the answer? Or is there a reason for Americans who consider themselves to be liberty-minded and constitutionalists to be very wary about this idea? I believe there is. I'll tell you why right after this. The destruction of constitutional liberties and endless foreign wars. The voice of the American people silenced while lawmakers simply enrich themselves and the political class. I'm Ben Swan. It isn't about left versus right. No. The real fight in America is liberty versus tyranny. At BenSwan.com, we are breaking the left-right paradigm. We know that the American two-party system is broken, and that to restore American liberty means to restore your rights as an individual. At BenSwan.com, we cover stories that the national media simply won't touch. From the National Defense Authorization Act and indefinite detention, to nullification, drone strikes, the militarization of police and crony capitalism. We're not afraid to stand up for the rights of the people. We are the face of new media. BenSwan.com. It's where humanity is greater than politics. The idea that Article 5 Constitutional Convention sure is exciting. But is it also dangerous? Well, certainly could be. The real danger for liberty-minded Americans is that the current climate among lawmakers, both on the national and the state level, is a climate that has very little regard for personal, individual, and natural rights. Take, for instance, all that's gone on in our nation for the past 12 years since September 11, 2001. Fourth Amendment due process rights have been suspended by Congress. The executive branch claims it has the power to indefinitely detain U.S. citizens until the end of the war on terror. And speaking of war, Congress hasn't had a constitutionally declared war since World War II. The Second Amendment right to keep and bear arms is infringed more and more daily. So here's the big question. If an Article 5 Constitutional Convention is held, what will it do to force Congress and the President to obey the Constitution when they're not obeying it now? The other danger, what happens if new amendments are added to attempt to strip constitutional rights that currently exists? For stories that affect your liberty, you can find me online at BenSwan.com. That's BenSwan.com, where humanity is greater than politics.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com. Or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821. Or visit PureEffectFilters.com.
Welcome to the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, broadcasting nationwide on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Righting the Right is your chance to call in and comment on constitutional, conservative, Christian, or capitalist issues. Call in now at 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Now here's your host, Patriot Glenn Pav.
And good morning on the second hour, including our Tampa Bay area Tantalk Radio Network on the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right. Our first hour, we did talk about the Christian perspective of the news with the Ferguson issue. We talked also about the freedom of transparency that we don't have through the Obama administration. We talked about the lack of religious freedom and the threat on our Christian communities. We also talked about the Obama strategy, organized chaos. We'll continue with several other important things as we go on with our show today. We are having a very special guest. His name is Greg Robbins. He is a producer, When Heaven and Hell Collide. And his particular screenplay is about our wounded warriors who have lost multiple limbs in the Iraq-Afghanistan battlefront. We'll tell you more about that, but first I want to look at the book for us today. Hat tip, Os Hillman, our daily workplace inspiration today, God is First. The title of his thought is Things I Cannot Understand. Job 42:3 says, surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. My friend, if there was any one man on earth who had reason to question God's love, it would have been Job. He lost his family. He lost his health. He lost his wealth, all at the same time. His friends came to his side only to question his spirituality. God had already answered the question of his integrity. Job was described in the opening verses of the book as blameless and upright. His calamities were not born from sin. Job acknowledged God's right to do anything in his life until one day he could take it no longer. He questioned God's motives. God answered Job, but not in the way he wanted to hear. God answered him with a series of questions that represents the most incredible discourse of correction by God to any human being. 3 chapters later, Job realized that he had questioned the motives of the author of the universe, the author of love. He fell flat before his creator and realized his total depravity. He said, surely I spoke of things I did not understand, things too wonderful for me to know. Well, my friend, have you ever questioned God's activity in your life? Have you ever questioned his love for you based on circumstances that came your way? The cross at Calvary answers the love question. He sent his own son in replacement for your sin. If you were the only person on earth, he would have done the same for you. His ways cannot always be understood, nor reconciled in our finite minds. That must be left for a future time when all will be understood. For now, entrust your life to Him completely. Embrace Him in the hard times and in the good times. That's a look at the book this morning on the Glenn Pav Show, Writing the Right. Well, I want to introduce to you Greg Robbins. He is a producer, and Jim Peters witnessed to our troops in Veterans Hospital across the nation and was blessed to bring 100-plus soldiers to Christ while they were undergoing the greatest trials and challenges of their physical and spiritual lives. And Greg, the producer of Wounded Warriors, and talking about them, promotes the upcoming film, When Heaven and Hell Collide, a film to over 400,000 veterans who reside in the Tampa Bay area of Florida. He encourages them to enlist their spiritual economic support for a production of this film project. Let's be instrumental in helping tell these soldiers' story. Wounded warriors who have suffered overwhelming pain, insurmountable obstacles in their fight to preserve and to protect our freedom, our faith, and our families' futures. I am so pro-military, and I am so into Where Heaven and Hell Collided here, a film by Greg Robbins. I want to welcome this producer today. Welcome, Greg, to the Glenn Pav Show, Writing the Right.
Well, sir, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And I may not have heard correctly. I'm not with the organization Wounded Warriors. I am for our Wounded Warriors, but not with the nonprofit organization. I am just a filmmaker, and I am going to be the one telling, directing the movie, and writing. And I've written a script for this movie, Where Heaven and Hell Collide. And like you said, it's a story of Jim Peters and how over the past 8 years, mm-hmm. he has witnessed to over 11,000 troops and counting. All of them have been wounded in battle and combat and are disabled. Most of them are amputees and burns and no eyes. And this story has changed my life.
Well, we want you to share a lot more and on the entire show today for the opportunity to encourage our folks here in the local Tampa Bay area, because we have, as you know, MacDill Air Force Base right here, and which is also the National Command Center. And we know how important it is, but all the other national broadcast radio stations and the affiliates need to hear about this as well, because they can support your endeavors in this. And we are all over the country. And anybody that wants to talk to Greg right now, you can call in at 800-313-9443 to learn more about this opportunity to promote it in your area as well. That's 800-313-9443. Call in and let's talk more about this. Now, how did this all come about, Greg, that you put this together?
Well, I've known Jim for now about 3 years, and about 2 years ago, he started sharing his adventure. And he started with his very first day at Walter Reed 8 years ago. And I'm a very dramatic guy because I'm a writer, and I'm a filmmaker, so I can get pretty dramatic. But nothing comes close to him describing his very first moment at Walter Reed. So we started talking and praying together on how we can turn this into a movie. And we were developing and we were talking to troops, and it's been quite the adventure trying to deal with, you know, active duty troops, government saying no. Then they would sometimes die, but the troops would die or commit suicide. Yeah, this is the main thrust. I believe God has driven me to do this. Is because statistically, 22 troops are going to commit suicide or get someone to kill them because they can't go on anymore. So then one day, Jim, we were battling through all of this and working through it all, and Jim calls me on the phone and he said, "Hey, I'm sorry I missed our meeting. I forgot I had a meeting with my counselor." And I said, "What do you mean counselor?" He says, "Well, I guess I can tell you. I see a psychiatrist. This has come at a price." Yeah. And what I've learned is that Jim and his team, his wife and their partner, LeVon Reed, they have taken on the scars of all of these troops and their pain and their passion and their love and their encouragement. Every little fiber of their being is involved in these men and women. And I went, right there, that is it. That is the story. And I said it right there. As a matter of fact, I'm standing right where I was standing when I said, every single day you guys go where heaven and hell collide, and that is the title of this movie, and I started writing. And I don't want people to get the wrong impression. This is not a war story. Yes, this takes time. It takes place during battle. We are going to see wartime. But what this movie really is about is it's about hope. It's about salvation. It's about courage like I've never, ever experienced in my life. It's about bravery.
That's great. Robin, Greg Robbins is with us, and he'll continue on this story, a war movie that will deal with the real issues of casualties of war. Stay with us as Heaven and Hell Collide on the Glenn Pav Show, Riding the Right.
Nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
It's time to utilize your Second Amendment right. No better way than at Knob Creek Gun Range. Check out the large variety with over 3,000 guns in stock. Also, reloading supplies, ammunition, and low admission. Only $10 per person per day. $5 for children 12 and under. And 50% off for active duty and retired military with valid ID. If you don't own any firearms, no problem. You can rent one of ours. Knob Creek Gun Range supplies all your shooting needs. Go to KnobCreekRange.com for more information. Range memberships are available. Visit KnobCreekRange.com today.
The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel Body Armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L, BodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Coming in November, and on a strictly need-to-know basis.
Here comes the first annual Texas International Firearms Festival, November 8th and 9th at the Best of the West Shooting Range in Liberty Hill, Texas. Showcasing the best in firearms, ammo, and accessories. Try and buy, then head for the finest food truck cuisine. In November, it all comes together in Austin, Texas. For details, go to TexasGunFest.com. Do it today before this becomes common knowledge.
Back to the Glenn Pav Show, Riding the Right, with my special guest, producer Greg Robbins of Heaven and Hell Collide. This is the Memorial Day 2016 debut, we believe. Sometimes surviving is the miracle and is based on a true story. And truth is stranger than fiction. And Greg, you're raising funds right now to tell this powerful true story of Jim Peters and the troops he has helped. Tell us about the synopsis. For us.
Yes, sir. Okay, in this movie, the character Jim Peters, which as of right now is being played by Eric Roberts, is an Oscar-nominated actor, just fell in love with the story, fell in love with Jim, and fell in love with the troops, and a big supporter of our troops. he will be describing his life to a counselor, to a psychiatrist, and we will be flashing, as he starts to talk about troops, mainly four troops. These are real people. Tyler Southern is one of them, Silver Star honored veteran, war veteran Christian Brown. There are two of them. They will actually be playing themselves at the point of impact when they were hurt in combat on through the movie. As Jim Peters is telling his life to the counselor, we will flash to, like he'll start talking about Tyler, and we will flash to Tyler in Afghanistan when he was leading his team around the side of a building where six Taliban were held up, and during the firefight he stepped on an IED, 10 pounds of homemade explosives, resulting in the immediate amputation of three limbs. And Jim walks into these, and so he walks in, goes to Walter Reed every month for 8 years, one week a month, and he walks into these rooms and to talk to these guys, and he's meeting these people, sir, on the worst day of their life. The worst day of their life is not when they're hurt in combat because they're unconscious, they've lost blood, they're medevaced, they're surgery in Germany, medevaced again. They actually wake up from the sedation and all that because they need to be sedated fully because they can't move when they're being transported because they could die from, you know, so many injuries. So he, when they open their eyes and they realize they have no limbs or no private parts, that is the worst day of their life, and in walks Jim Peters. If I'm allowed to tell, I've got two small stories that are going to be in this movie.
I want you to tell them, Greg. Understanding that these people, these veterans, wounded warriors, go to Walter Reed Medical Center. They had nothing but death on their minds until they met Jim Peters. And we want to bring those stories alive on the show here. But first, we have a caller, Ed from Kentucky. Welcome to the Glenn Pav Show, Riding the Right, Ed.
Yeah, well, bless you both, gentlemen. I, too, am a disabled Army veteran.
Well, thank you for your service, Ed.
Well, anytime. Sure. I'm also a victim of one of their special projects. Had supposed to have my teeth done and cost me half my left jaw. Still fighting the infection. Of course, you know, doctor don't ask about it, you know. So, you know, thank you for serving your country and go die. Right. Speaking of that, I don't know if you gentlemen listen to the other programs in RBA, but on Sunday, Dr. Daniels and some other people have given up the grapes about the medical field. It's a shame to where if you play the game, it's mandated that five people will die a year minimum. Of course, they're immune of all prosecutions and everything else. Well, this is done by Rothschild and Rockefeller, who happened to form, funded, and founded the AMA. So how do you get Joseph Medicare in the United States and get legalized lab rats and guinea pigs for the pharmaceutical company, medical field, and nursing field? Simple. You open a VA hospital. And that VA was never set up to help us. Like I said, we're lab rats and guinea pigs. And
sorry to hear that, Ed. And you know, these news items like this, this has never been, you know, put through the media. They're never going to talk about it because against the commander-in-chief currently in place.
They don't tell you about these 22 suicides a day. They don't tell you that they're mandated to take all these cocktails of high-dose medication, antidepressants, and antipsychotics. They fall asleep. They die in their sleep.
Yeah.
And they label it a suicide.
Yeah.
So all of these ain't suicides. They're outright frickin' murder. It's Joseph Medicare to the core. And these people have got to be held accountable one way or another.
Well, we're going to try to do that on our show, too, Ed. And I thank you so much. Thank you for your service. I hope that all of the surgery and everything that is done for you, Ed, will be taken into account, and you will be brought back into a much more better physical condition in the process. You take care, my friend. That was Ed from Kentucky that was sharing with us his story. Now, I know, Greg, you have a couple of stories. We could probably share one right now that you wanted to illustrate.
Okay, and before I forget, I want to let people know they can go to whereheavenandhellcollide.com. Whereheavenandhellcollide.com. and you can see a video of the two of our troops talking, and also myself and Jim Peters about this movie. And most importantly, you can donate at whereheavenandhellcollide.com. One of our troops, Tyler Southern, he said, this is one of the most amazing humans I've ever met, the one that I just told you about today, lost two legs and an arm. And when he's asked about his day now, he just said, I just had a very bad day at work, to where his life was, you know, completely ruined at 21 years old. My first story I would like to tell that's going to be in this movie is Jim's first day there. He presses the button for the elevator, goes up to the floor, and immediately the sounds of a amputee floor are haunting and horrible. I will be there Monday, and I right now I can hear the sound in my head. The elevator door opens up, and there stands a 6'2", 110-pound man. 85% of his body has shrapnel wounds over it, and his eyes were open, but they were just sockets, no eyeballs. He had lost both of his eyes, and the doctors wanted him to air it out. It was his first time out of his room in 3 months, and he was walking the halls, and there was this very small, frail woman holding on to him, which was his wife. That was his first encounter with one of our men.
Wow.
He gets in the elevator, holding back the tears. Jim Peters is a 6'5", 300-pound man, big, burly guy, macho guy, and he's standing there with tears rolling out of his face, saying, hey, God, how do I do this? How am I going to do this? He hadn't even walked into a room yet. He walks in. 5 hours later, he goes into this man's room, gives him a superhero T-shirt, talks to him, prays with him, laughs with him, cries with him. As Jim leaves the room, goes down to the end of the hallway, almost collapsed, going for the exit, trying to get to the bathroom because he felt like he was going to throw up. The mother came from behind him, pat him on the back. He turned around. She said, I don't know who you are or where you came from, but that's the first time my son has spoken or smiled or anything since he's been in this hospital for 3 months, and hugged him. First, 1 month later, Jim comes back, and the boy had died from his wounds.
Well, this now, story that, shouts
that's
to be
a horrible heard. Story.
Yeah.
So that's a horrible story, but this movie is about the other amazing men and women and Jim Peters and how this is the only promise I can make the audience. They support this movie and it will get made no matter what. When they go see this movie, they will cheer and applaud and stand up and just everybody. I've had people read the script that stand up and go, yeah, this is amazing. This is what America is. And I believe in our fellow Americans, and so do these troops, and so does Jim Peters, that we will rally around these people, and we will see this beautiful movie, and then it won't stop there. It will be an epidemic, an outpouring of love and encouragement and support for the men and women that have given life and limb for us.
Well, Greg Peter Robbins, talking about Jim Peters, this story shouts to be told. The average American has no knowledge of the heroes and the sacrifices that you have just described that made for honor in our country. And we want you folks to open up your eyes and your hearts to the pain and suffering that they have endured on a daily basis. You can help by contributing when whereheavenandhellcollide.com, whereheavenandhellcollide.com, and help out by fundraising for this. And we're going to be back with our producer here of this show, Greg Robbins, and he's going to tell more stories in the second half of this second hour on the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right. So stay with us on this. This is just amazing. You know, when you contribute to this movie, folks, you're personally helping these troops in many, many ways.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
I'm Jody Miller. Let's get started. Political analysts say Russian President Putin is feeling the pain of new economic sanctions. For example, Crimea has just been put up for auction on eBay. A new poll shows the popularity of Obamacare has slipped to a new low. In fact, Obamacare is now even less popular than Nickelback. The Democratic Senatorial Campaign Committee announced it raised $100 million to assist in their fight to keep money out of politics. NBC's Chuck Todd said Democrats have a pep in their step, which he hasn't seen since 2012. He then went on to say that Democrats are the bee's knees and their new immigration bill is a real humdinger. The federal government is shipping a number of illegal aliens up to Alaska. Well, that makes sense. If the economy gets any worse, the illegals can just sneak into Russia. Democratic Party activists are pushing Michelle Obama to run for the U.S. Senate. Senator Michelle Obama? Come on. She doesn't even make a good lunch lady. Hillary Clinton is refusing to disclose her net worth. Well, yeah, let me guess. Her net worth is just a little bit more than dead broke. And finally, a new book claims that Joe Biden likes to swim in the nude. And you can read all about it in the latest issue of 101 Reasons We Wish We Were Blind magazine. Thanks for watching News Lesson, everybody. I'm Jody Miller. Make sure to tell your friends about us, and we'll catch you next time.
Hello, my friend. I'm Glenn Pav of the Glenn Pav Show, Righting the Right, heard weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time. That's prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. You could also listen live on the web at writingtheright.com, spelled R-I-G-H-T both times. That's writingtheright.com. And join me this week with my guests and co-hosts. That's the Glenn Pav Show, weekdays 8 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time, prime time on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And folks, let's keep righting the right.
We were made to be courageous. We were made to lead the way. We could be the generation that finally breaks the chains. We were made to be courageous. Sidelines while our families slip away. Where are you, men of courage? You were made for so much more. Let the pounding of our hearts cry. We will serve the Lord. We were made to be courageous, and we're taking back the fight.
The producer of Where Heaven and Hell Collide. This is an amazing story, a war movie that will deal with real issues of casualties of war. Jim Peterson and his company, T-Shirts for Troops, have already helped 11,000 combat troops. This is a great story, a true story. This is their story. This is heroic men and women who have lost limbs, lost sight, lost hearing, and more. A movie from the perspective of those who have fought for their country. Learn more at Where Heaven and Hell Collide. You know, when you contribute to this movie, you're personally helping those troops in many ways. All film proceeds will go to the Gary Sinise Foundation, bringing a spotlight to the plight of the wounded and their families. And Greg, we're so grateful to have you on to promote this, and we're excited with your passion and with Jim Peters' passion on this. Tell us a little bit about how this contributions will go to the Gary Sinise Foundation and how this will help in the production of Where Heaven and Hell Collide.
Well, like you said, the proceeds of the ticket sales from the theater, from the DVD sale, and from the DVD sales are going to go to the Gary Sinise Foundation. Now, I'm new to all of this. It's only been a couple of years. So being that I'm new to it, you know, all of these organizations are out there. I went to the troops. I went to the men that have lost their, you know, they've given all for our country and said, who do you want the proceeds to go to? I want to know who that you believe is the best. Mm-hmm. Each and every one of them, without a hesitation, said the Gary Sinise Foundation. They said, foundation helps us. They come in and they not just put lamps in our homes, but just like Jim Peters and the Gary Sinise Foundation, because when you're a double amputee, you have no legs. You need more than just ramps. You have to have a special toilet. You're getting into your bedroom has to be special. All the things in your kitchen have to be redone. And then also, Gary Sinise Foundation has gone further than that. He has built homes, full homes from the ground up, handicapped homes for these men and women. And he travels right now, this very minute, traveling with his band called the Lieutenant Dan Band, raising more money. And this is his passion. This is what he does. One of the leading ladies in our movie that we just signed on is the actress Christy Swanson. And Christy got involved with us and with this movie because of her passion for these men and women. And her and Gary Sinise and Eric Roberts, they're lovers of Christ, they're lovers of country, and they're lovers of these truths. And that's about the foundation. And then the movie, like I said, the movie Where Heaven and Hell Collide, we're right now shooting a movie trailer that's going to be used on a Kickstarter and then also taken to the studios to make this movie to release Memorial Day weekend of 2016. And I want to release the movie trailer in theaters across the nation Veterans Day weekend next year.
That's fantastic. Well, you know, the foundation, and Gary Sinise, a fine actor in Hollywood, the foundation and what he's doing is bringing a spotlight to the plight of the wounded and their families. Folks, you'll be helping veterans' voices be heard. You'll also help them get better and more accessible housing and chairs and handicapped bathrooms and mental health through the Sinise Foundation. Most importantly, as their stories are told, as it's revealed, they learn that they are not alone themselves. They have not been left for dead. They have not been left behind. So many of these men and these women just want to end their suffering. And the suicide rate is high, unfortunately, as Greg has mentioned here. So help us to change that, to give them a hope. Go to whereheavenandhellcollide.com and see the video there. And also, Gary, the producer, Gary Robbins here, that is on our show today, is even giving out, with transparency, opposed to Obama's non-transparency, his own cell phone and an email address directly to him so you can talk to him and help and organize fundraising for this. It's only $30,000 for the trailer. Yes, a trailer. And its aim is to show the battle action sequences in the trailer that will require the budget to do scenes the justice that are deserved. Greg states, as he said, that the film will get made. It's just a matter of time, and he won't give up, and I appreciate that. Now, we have a little time right now for you to share a second illustration, one of the stories that you wanted to share with us. I think you shared one illustration before. Go ahead.
Yes. Now, before I tell this, you folks need to know, like I said before, the people that may be just tuning in, this is a story that takes place during wartime, but it is a story of hope and of salvation and of encouragement. You will applaud and just stand up and cheer on these men and women when you see this movie. And actually, a few of the troops will be playing themselves. The next story I'm going to tell, you can actually go and see this person on the website, see a picture of him and Jim Peters. Jim walks into a room, and as he walks into a room, there's a man screaming at his family. The man's back is to the door, and Jim just stands there and listens to this man screaming at his parents, his grandmother, and his siblings, begging them to kill him. He had woken up from his wounds. He had no legs and no butt, no penis. His wife had left him. He was 22 years old. She tried her hardest to deal with this and couldn't. I'm not blaming her. I'm not pointing my finger. You know, I wouldn't know where I would be if I was a child. Just a child. And he's begging his family to kill him. And Jim's standing there just watching this. The boy does not know that Jim's there yet. He's standing in the doorway. His mother, tells him, we can't do that. You're our son. Then he yells at him to get out. Get out of his room and don't come back until you agree to kill me. How dare you make me live this way? They leave. And then walks Jim. Now you can see a picture of that boy with Jim Peter with this great big smile on his face.
Yes.
Jim introduced him to Christ. And now this boy is helping other troops. If you don't stand up and applaud these brave men and women after seeing this and feeling this and knowing right this very second he's helping other people, then I don't know what you will do. This is God's people right here at their finest.
This is amazing. And obviously, Jim Peters has been sharing the faith and hope that is in the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. What is your relationship with the Lord, and share it with our good listeners all across the country?
Well, I am a Hollywood actor, born and raised, and I live in Buffalo, New York now, and I was living very much a Hollywood lifestyle, and in 1990, I got pulled over for and I got put in jail for a traffic ticket, and I was sitting in a jail cell with 50 still other guys. And sitting on a sink was this little orange Bible. And I got to be honest with you and the listeners, I read it purely out of boredom. And I started reading this, and when I meet God, I'm going to ask him what I read, because I don't remember to this day, but I started crying profusely. My tears were sopping up the pages. In the middle of this holding tank, I got on my knees and I gave my life to Christ. I got out, and 3 days later, I went to a church, and ran up to the altar call, and I've been trying to serve God the best I possibly can ever since then. Well, that story that I just told, I put I gave myself to God with my talents and gifts, and I created the very first Christian sitcom in the world in 1996. I started it, but then it didn't air until 2005, and it's called Pastor Greg, which is the first Christian sitcom in the world, aired on TBN and syndicated throughout the country for 3 seasons. And I've been trying to serve God the best I can ever since.
That is amazing. And Jim Peters has a heart for these men. Over 100 have trusted Christ as their personal Savior. They've had hope beyond their physical problems and beyond their emotional instabilities and all of the basically hell on earth that they have gone through. Folks, once again, Where Heaven and Hell Collide, whereheavenandhellcollide.com. And I'm going to give out your phone number because I want folks to call you after the show as well. You can go and find this, folks, at that website I just gave you as well. It's 412-855-1330. Once again, 412-855-1330. I encourage you folks to share this with your military friends, with your family, with the pro-military friends that you have. And you can download this podcast after the show. We'll have it up by the time this evening is up on the Glenn Pav Show, Riding the Right. We're going to share more with producer Greg Robbins and his heart for man and women to be right with God first, as they have to be right with their Creator concerning their debacle of having been destroyed physically in their lives through military warfare. These are our heroes. Let's support them. We'll be right back after these important messages on the Glenn Pav Show.
How do you stay ahead of the curve in technological innovation? Ask STI. From its humble beginning, STI has become the manufacturer of the most highly sought-after pistols in the world, with the 2011 product line leading the way in combat and competition. With a design for every use or need, STI has forever changed the face of competition, self-defense, and combat pistol applications. To find a dealer near you, go to STIguns.com.
STI, the surgery firearms at the highest level.
First Amendment privacy is rare.
Kryptonite.com has data encryption software for your protection. Kryptonite.com keeps information safe from NSA spying, cloud data mining, identity theft, and corporate espionage with encryption protection giving you 100% privacy in conversations, data storage, and transmission. Keeping your free speech safe from data theft with the best encryption software in the market for easy-to-use, low-cost data security. Kryptonite.com, CryptoNyte.com.
Salient Arms International. Salient Arms takes your weapons platform and refines the most important functioning features, enhancing your weapons reliability. An SAI enhanced platform is the epitome of excellence and will dominate competition, self-defense, or combat. Visually striking and engineered to its fullest potential, discover the SAI commitment to excellence. To find out more, go to SalientArmsInternational.com. Salient Arms International. Innovation Cube.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey neighbor, what are you doing digging? You had a heart attack last year.
Oh, I know. I was told no more hard labor.
Then why are you digging?
Well, I've been taking Extendovite. It's been approved to help my heart.
Extendovite? Is that a new drug?
No, not a drug. It's more like an herbal combination made from garlic and cayenne.
Herbal? How can that help?
Well, actually, we've taken herbs for thousands of years. Extendovite is doing the job for me.
Does your doctor know about Extendovite?
Yeah, my doctor knows, and he said it seems to be working for you, so don't stop taking it. I feel great taking Extendovite. I don't want to stop.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hello, I'm Glenn Pabb, President and CEO of the Conservative Talk Network and the Glenn Pabb Show. I've coined the phrase, righting the right, to encourage us to move our country back to the right of center on the political and moral spectrum. Each letter, R-I-G-H-T, explains our stance. The R stands for reformation, the I for integrity, the G for godliness, the H for honor, the T stands for truth. Truth can set you free, my friend. The truth is that the founders recognized God as the source of liberty and law. The truth is our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. The truth is, in the distant past, our presidents, Congress, and state and local officials have acknowledged God. The truth is, even the courts have declared that we are a Christian nation. The truth is, American schools were formed to advance the Christian faith. The truth is, foreign nations acknowledge our Christian roots and heritage. So let's live in light of this truth. The result is freedom. This is Glenn Pabb of the Conservative Talk Network saying, with the truth, let's keep righting the right.
Even the Arab world grows tired of Hamas. I am Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Council. We'll talk about this next on Freedom's Call. Middle East experts agree that the recent violence in the Gaza Strip is different this time around. What's changed is that the Arab nations, usually quick to condemn Israel for incursions into Gaza, have remained silent. Their patience for radical Islam has become so thin that they view Hamas as a bigger evil than even Israel. One CNN commentator calls the silence unprecedented. At least.
Welcome back to the Glenn Pabb Show, the last segment of the second hour here of Righting the Right. And we are encouraged to have with us producer Greg Robbins of Where Heaven and Hell Collide. And Greg, the troops involved with the project have said, if the American people stand with us, we will tell our story. It takes great courage for them to talk about these tremendous combat issues that they have gone through. What have you learned from even those who are going to be acting in the picture, who are also veterans? They are actually not first actors. They are first heroes on the battlefield. What have you heard from them and their testimonies?
Well, and that's I'm glad that you asked that, because I was going to ask, can other radio stations have done this? Can you hear, the audience can actually hear their own words. If you play, even though it's a video, it works very well on the radio. I don't know if you could do that, or I could just go ahead and tell you.
Yeah, go ahead. We'll plan on it for another time, but go ahead for sure so we can hear what
well,
their
response. Well, two of them are Christian Brown, who has led 365 combat missions. On his last mission, they were to go into a village where there was supposed to have been a meeting. Well, it ended up being a ambush, and the firefight began. And in this firefight, Christian Brown stepped on an IED and immediately lost both of his legs. But after that is what really happened. As he was bleeding to death, he ordered an airstrike literally on his own position after getting the rest of his men out of there. He survived it. The man was you can go on YouTube and just Google Christian Brown. You can see him being awarded the Silver Star, one of the highest honors that we have. Christian will be actually playing himself at the point of impact. We will use, obviously, an actor that resembles him, and you know, I hate to blow it for the audience, but when you see him walking, that won't be Christian. And the second truth is Tyler Southern, who I just now told you about. He has been so active in this, and he's such a sweet kid and so alive. And he's a triple amputee, as I told you. He lost both legs and an arm in 2010 after stepping on an IED. And a 10 pounds of homemade explosives. And then those are the only two right now that will actually, that'll have lots of, they're stars in this. They will be playing themselves. And the reason for that, I was told by my colleagues to not do that, and I'm not listening to them with these two, and I'll tell you why. When they're grounded enough in their life, to where they can reach back into those memories and make them fresh without it harming them, according to them. And I believe them, and I agree with them. I'm with them all the time. I talk to them all the time. This won't be a performance. This will be so real that it will reach you down to your bone marrow and just grab a hold of you. And then as they go through it and you go through it with them and you see them going through their physical therapy and putting their prosthetic legs on for the first time and walking, I'm telling you, there's not a greater feeling other than when you're in that moment when you do accept Jesus Christ as your Savior. I don't know why God chose me to do this. I'm very humbled and very glad, but this is one of those stories that guys like me, we go a whole life and never get a chance to tell. And I'm so honored and so blessed that God has chosen me and that these troops accept me. And they won't let anybody else tell their story. And I'm so excited and so blessed to see what happens to this country and for these men and women. And also for us. This has changed my life. I don't have any problems whatsoever because I can get up and I can put one foot in front of the other. I can see. I don't have memories of the most horrible images that you could possibly imagine. I have one more story if I'm allowed to tell it.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay, this is a shooter. This is one of the... No, he is the most confirmed kills in all armed forces. Shooter, which we call a sniper. He's almost 27 years old. He's been in since he was 19. And he was... him and what's called a spotter were to take out a convoy coming in that was going to slaughter a village. Absolute slaughter a village. And out of nowhere, walking up behind him, was a 10-year-old girl with a grenade around her neck, and she pulled the pin. Right as he pulled the pin, this man, whose name I'm not allowed to say because I'm told that if I do, the government will throw me in prison, he wheeled around with his 50 caliber sniper rifle and pulled the trigger. And as gross, this is horrible sounding, but there is a reason for telling this, and and that is, I don't know if the listeners or you know it, it's called misting. So the girl literally exploded, and he was covered in, which is pink, from the water and the blood inside of a body, and his spotter was killed. Because it was an unconfirmed kill, this man had to carry this child's body back to camp. He gets sent stateside. He goes through psychological issues. Jim, he's on suicide watch. Jim invites him to stay in his home. and he wakes up, Jim wakes up in the middle of the night, and he hears something in the kitchen. He goes in there, and this boy is scrubbing his arms raw with scalding hot water, and all Jim does is adjust it. He's in a trance. He doesn't know why he's doing this. And then when he wakes the next morning, he says, "I have to get this girl's blood off my body." Well, it's not there anymore. This man, his whole life is over to the point that he went back in battle, hoping someday his life will get taken, so these nightmares will go away.
Unbelievable. The trauma.
But it's believable. It's true.
Yes, it is. It's unbelievably believable because it is true. And you have a Facebook site as well, don't you, where people could learn about this? Tell us about that.
Yes. Well, just go to where Heaven and Hell Collide. You know, make a little asterisk, the and sign, dot A-N-D. And you can follow us. We're being followed by a lot of big people. Sylvester Stallone, Miley Cyrus is following us. A lot of big people are following us. But you know what? We're all the same. We're all Americans. We're all patriots, and that's who we need. Also, on Twitter, and just put Jim Peters Story, and you can follow, and you can keep up with us there. And, again, like one of the troops said to me, we will tell our story if our fellow Americans join us.
Yes.
And that's it. That was all I needed to hear.
That is courageous in rehashing all of their debacle and all of their injury and all of their trauma that they have gone through to rehash it. It probably is to them, in one sense, a healthy thing for them to do it, but it must be ripping them up to look back at what they've had. But then you provide, as we close our show today, you provide a hope in Christ for these people, and Jim Peters does too. Close out with that. You have about a minute to close out. Thank you so much, Greg Robbins, for sharing with us. We'll certainly follow up on this in the future.
Thank you, sir. Yes, I will be. Please pray. Jim and I and his team will be at Walter Reed Monday through Thursday, and we will come back, and that's when I will finalize the script. And we really, folks, I can't encourage you enough to donate any amount helps. We need to shoot the trailer September 29th, 30th, and October 1st and 2nd because of the commitment of the actors.
Thank you so much, Gary Robbins, and for Jim Peters. Keep writing the right, gentlemen, and God bless you and all those who are our veterans. We thank you so much for your service. Well, that ends our second hour today. Our third hour is going to be on the Constitution with Keith Broder from the Constitution Club. He'll be revealing some solutions for us. You'll want to get all of the information about that today. Thank you for joining us on the second hour on the Glenn Paff Show. Writing the right.
If you'd like to learn more about Writing the Right and the Glenn Paff Show, go to writingtheright.com. Join us every weekday on the Republic Broadcasting Network at republicbroadcasting.org. Remember to download the podcast at writingtheright.com. Until then, this is Glenn Paff, your Patriot host, saying, keep writing the right. I'm Glenn Paff.